In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning to you. The homily this morning is about how God creates inequality out of love. Really? For everyone who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The main point to be made this morning is this, that God creates inequality in order to increase love, but men can see no beauty in it. No beauty in inequality. St. Nikolai of Zycha says this. This is the primitive human revolt of blindness against perception, folly against wisdom, evil against good, ugliness against beauty, malice against love. Eve and Adam gave themselves into Satan's power in order to become equal with God. Cain slew his brother Abel because their sacrifices were not equally righteous in God's sight. From then until now, sinful men have waged war on inequality. Before then, though, God created inequality, and it is still with us. Before then, we say, because God created the angels unequal. Is this hard to hear? Hard to hear. God created 9 ranks of angels, and they're all different. None of them are equal. None of the ranks are equal. And He created them that way. He created them, I'll add this, by way of explanation. The angels were created in 9 ranks and were unequal according to nature. Human beings are created equal according to nature. This is one reason why the Scripture says that our human destiny is to be higher than the angels. Equal according to nature because we are made in the image of the Holy Trinity. And the 3 persons of the Holy Trinity are equal in nature. We're made in their image. And so we're equal in nature, but not in circumstance. And this is the inequality that St. Nikolai is referring to in this gospel lesson. Not equal in circumstance. According to God's economy, that is, according to God's plan for salvation. Let me just give you a quick example. The rich man needs the poor man in order to soften his heart and let go of his wealth. And the poor man needs the rich man to provide for his need and to be humble before God and patient in his circumstances. And God made it that way because that's what that rich man needed to be saved, and that's what that poor man needed to be saved. Hard for us to accept? We have been drilled, drilled from this high. Equality in circumstance. And God didn't make it that way. We tend to seek equality in externals, riches, power, status, learning, position, and so forth, and we develop a sense of competitiveness. God desires that we compete in multiplying inner virtues. If we're going to compete, let's compete in multiplying inner virtues. Faith, goodness, charity, love, meekness, gentleness. How about competing in that arena? This is what the parable of the talents is about. It's about the inner virtues and multiplying our inner virtues so that God will multiply that. I mean, we could think about the parable of the talents in terms of the talent of being an artist, the talent of being a musician, or the talent of building a house, or the talent of kicking a 45-yard field goal in the Super Bowl. You know, God considers outward gifts as lower and of less significance than inner gifts. God gave men outward gifts to serve the inner gifts, for all that is external serves as resources for the inner man. A man who squanders all of his inner spiritual gifts exclusively for the acquisition of external goods, riches, power, status, worldly glory, etc., is like a son who inherits as much gold from his father and then squanders it. Those who strive for external equality cannot and dare not look into themselves to work on the inner man, their interior universe. Father Roman Braga, he wrote a book, a whole book on the interior universe. The parable is about the spiritual gifts called in the parable talents. Spiritual gifts that God has bestowed upon us in our souls, and what we will do with those internal, interior, spiritual gifts. Some will multiply them and receive more spiritual gifts. Others will do nothing with them, and even those gifts will be taken away because they are worthless servants. I don't want to hear it, do you? I don't want to hear it. But this is Jesus' story. This is Jesus' parable to us that we must apply to the inner man, to the interior universe. What will we do with the spiritual gifts that were given to us when? In baptism. He also, who had received the one talent, came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not winnow. And so I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground, and so here's what is yours. Every word that the slothful servant addresses to the Lord is essentially false. Where does God reap where he has not sown? God sows everywhere. Where did he gather that he had not strawed? God works everywhere. God works every field. He works the field of every human soul. He works it. He works mine. He works yours. I can't help but say this. Those of us who are married, the Lord uses our spouses to work the field of our soul. Is it true? Is there any good seed in this world that is not of God's sowing? Are there any good fruits in the universe that are not the result of God's labors? Inequality. Those of you who have been here basically from the beginning of this holy community, back in the late 70s, early mid 80s, remember this story. Some of you who have joined since may not know. But my older brother, his firstborn son was killed in an automobile accident. And his grandma, not my mom, the other grandma, was driving the car. And she had a stroke at the wheel. And she slumped over and she survived. And my nephew was strapped in the car seat in the back. And the car tilted and shaved the base of a tree and hit him in the head, and it killed him. I was inconsolable, trying to console my big brother. How do I do this when I have no consolation in my own heart? And as often the case, sometimes we try to console dying people and they end up there consoling us when we go try to console them, you know. My brother, he said this to me. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Quoting Job 121. And this was his attitude. And he also quoted another verse from the prophet King David, who, when his son born of Bathsheba was taken from him by God, King David said, I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. 2 Samuel. So my brother quoted that verse too. This happened 2 days after their second son was born. This tragic accident. Equality? Inequality? Fairness? Unfairness? Justice? Injustice? Can we process any of this in those terms? No, but we can process it this way for salvation. For whose salvation? For the salvation of the child who died. For the salvation of his newborn brother. For the salvation of his mom and his dad. For my salvation. For the salvation of the grandmother. For everybody's salvation. God's ways are so far beyond our ways. for salvation and for the strengthening of the inner man. And so how might we apply this to our own lives today? Let us not be tardy in carrying out the work for which we are sent by the Lord into the marketplace of this world. You know your talents, that is, your spiritual gifts. Use them. What is this marketplace? It is the interior spiritual marketplace of the soul, in which the greatest commodity is love. That is, love for God. The work to carry out is an interior work, not an external striving for equality or even superiority. Let us hasten while there is still time to make use of the spiritual gifts we have been given, the spiritual virtues lent to us by the Lord of Lords for our own salvation and for the salvation of others. No matter how old I am, no matter how young I am, no matter how tired I am, let us work. Work on the work that God has given us in here. Lord Jesus Christ, our God, bring light, understanding, and peace to our souls, that we may multiply these gifts in our own souls and share them with others. Help us to multiply the spiritual gifts which Thou hast bestowed upon us, that we may praise and glorify Thy holy name, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.